Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's 9 o'clock already. I don't have time to do a show today. I'm trying to finish this Words with Friends game with you, and we're like at a dead tie, and I only have two letters left.
Oh, the stress.
I'm glad to
say your name.
Let's hurry up, and I can finish this.
Gee, okay. I'll start. I'll do it for you then. I'm Glenda Geek from Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 20th, 2012, episode 320. Wow, that's a lot of 20s. January 20, 2012, episode 320, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore. Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Speaking of horsing around, it's Freestyle Friday. Yoo-hoo! Freestyle Friday, Friday. Hey, my attention span's at about zero, I'll have you know. But I do want to know, how's the new pony, and have you named him yet?
Well, the new pony is good, and so far I've just called him exactly that, the new pony. We have not settled on a name yet. I want Chad to kind of get to know him too and spend a little time with him, and he's been working so much recently. He's been flying nights, so he hasn't got to spend that much time with him. I mean, we've only had him 2 days, so, or one full day really, so we haven't named him yet. He is doing very good. He is so sweet. First of all, he's so thankful to be turned out in a pasture. For those who don't know, this is another horse that, if you listen to the start of yesterday's show, you'll get the whole story, but we adopted another horse from the sheriff's department, this one for the whopping adoption fee of $50, and he's a little four-year-old thoroughbred, but he actually looks about two. I mean, he's stunted, he was starved, and he's got some weight, but he looks like a greyhound right now, Glenn. He still needs some good weight, but he's been turned out. He is such a sweetheart on the lead line. We have some places that kind of tricky to lead them through to get to the pasture I wanted to take him to. And, you know, like you have to step up over where the people here used to have a garden. And so it's like a step up and then like a couple steps and then like a bank down. And he was so scared to do it. And he walked up to it. And he just kind of stood there for a second. And then I stepped up it and he stepped up it. And then we get to the thing and I don't want to go down. I don't want to. Okay, I'll do it. And then he realized there's so many things that I've done to him so far that he's like, okay, that's not so bad.
It's funny, you forget how they are when you first get them. And you're absolutely right. Greyhounds are the same way. They don't know how to do steps. Some of them have never seen, you know, real grass before, and they just are scared of everything. And I remember getting the thoroughbreds in from the track, and it's this whole just letting him get to know what it's like to be a real horse.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing, but his attitude is that of, now this horse had been starved, but he had been left for pretty much his entire life, from what we know, in a stall, in the desert. And then he moved to the jail, which is a stall in the desert, pretty much. So,
yeah.
Sorry, it's not really funny, but it's funny.
It's just pathetic is what it is. But, yeah, so everything that he has seen, you know, they could have the attitude, Glenn and Jennifer, of like, oh, my God, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to freak out. I'm going to flip over. I'm just, this is horrible. But he kind of, like, everything that I've shown him so far, he goes up to it. He kind of, he looks a little concerned, like, I don't know if I want to do that. And then he tries it. So I can't fault him for anything. It's going to take a long time and a lot of patience. But I did take him to the arena yesterday, where when he walked into the arena, the footing freaked him out. He was like, oh, what is that? I can't step. Oh, okay. That's not so bad.
So, does he eat good? I mean, is he eating grass or is he eating hay and all that stuff?
Yeah, he's kind of picky about the hay because they were providing him with liquid, basically crack, the super alfalfa, which is basically leaves. I don't feed that kind of stuff, especially to young little thoroughbreds. So he is on a grass diet and he's protesting a little bit, but he is liking the fact that he is on, he gets about 8 quarts of grain a day. So.
Oh, yeah, I bet he's loving that.
Oh, yeah, he's quite happy with that, and he's getting some oil, and he'll get fresh grind flax seeds for all the horses every day, so he likes his little flax seeds, and so he's fitting right in, and I turned him out yesterday with our old little lesson paint horse, who's just perfect for everybody, and then I turned him out with the old one-eyed horse, Will. And I thought, well, this'd be a nice calm setting for him to kind of get out and learn to be in a pasture, but realize nobody else is going to gallop and be stupid. So I take him out and I turn him out and then I put the other two. My one-eyed Palomino, who's like 100, hates him. Don't you come near me. Don't you even look at me. I'm pinning his ears and look, staring at him with his one beady eye. Don't you come near my paint horse. This is my friend. He can't be your friend. So we may have to do some adjusting on the turnout. I think it's going to take a little time to figure out who can go where, because I've never seen my old one-eyed quarter horse mad before, ever, ever.
Do you think that raises a good question. Do you think that horses make quicker judgments than people, or is it about the same? In other words, you meet somebody, let's face it, we all do it. We all go, you all form an instant judgment whether you kind of like that person or not. Now, that may change, just like with the horses. Do you think horses are faster than people, or people are faster than horses?
I think it's almost instantaneous, because Jet at first was like, hey, how's it going? You know, he's kind of like, fine. My warm blood's like totally fine with it. This horse, Will, saw him from a distance and was like, I hate you.
Like redheads, I guess.
Exactly. The blonde doesn't like the redhead. That's the way it goes, I guess, right? In the real world, too. So I wonder if it is like that. I wonder if most horses are like that. Well, anyway, we're gonna kind of rotate him around and see how he does out with the different horses. But so far, so good. I'm really excited to have him. And we did a little lunging yesterday in the arena, just more like move away, okay, come to pressure. Okay, move away. Wait, come back. So it's kind of going to be an interesting start. And I think they did tell me, and the officers were like, well, you know, he went ahead and threw a saddle on him and got up on him, and he didn't do anything. And I look over, and the guy's like 280 pounds. Like, well, he couldn't do anything. So I'm not going to let you tell me this. Like, I'm not going to let you tell me. It's just amazing. I can't even believe they would have even thought to get on him. I mean, and of course, he probably couldn't do anything. That's why he didn't do anything. So I'm just going to start him over as if he's never been broke, because I'm pretty sure he hasn't. I mean, he's an untattooed thoroughbred who's 4 years old that was starved to death. So he's probably not had a whole lot of training.
No.
So
he hasn't had time.
Start. Any
all right,
suggestions from the Peanut Gallery there?
Oh, Jennifer's the
suggestions from the Peanut Gallery. On day 3 of backing, this is how it always worked for me. Day 3, things are going fantastically. You are so impressed with your young, untattooed thoroughbreds. Like, yes, he's so got it. Day three, you let your guard down. He tears the barn apart. Yeah. Be ready.
Okay.
Day three is coming,
three,
apparently.
Yeah. I'll let you know
how that
goes.
Gone on day three.
No, day three of backing him. Okay, we're not going to, we're not going to get on him for a while. I think he needs a little more weight before he starts carrying people around. But yeah, okay, good to know. Day three going to be tough.
Yep, it's the tough. It's the that's when the honeymoon's over. Day three.
Right on. Well, what is on today's show, Jennifer? Since we have you here.
Since I'm here in the room on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, Horse Expo Pomona, President Mickey Nelson is here to tell us about the bigger, better, all-new, beautifully enhanced, smaller carbon fingerprint Horse Expo coming to town the first weekend of February, and she's very excited about it, and so are we. And it is really bad ads day. Stay tuned for these best of the worst listener-submitted ads from around the net.
Thank you, Jennifer. My daily Winnie goes out to, I guess we've determined we say her name, Robin Donaghy. Is that what we're saying now? I don't know. We don't know.
Yes.
That's what we're saying. Okay, that's what we're doing. She also is talking about her OTTB, or off-the-track thoroughbred. I took my 20-year-old off-the-track thoroughbred to my daughter's preschool today for Animal Month. He was an absolute angel. And I think, if I remember right, looking at the picture, he was a redhead too, wasn't he? Yeah. Yep. So she posted a picture on our Facebook page of the horse right in front of the school, of the Goddard School. So it looked like they had a good time. And so thank you, Robin, for exposing all the little kitties to horses. That's always a good thing. And you have one too, right?
I do have two. The first of the two Daily Winnies that I have is It's a Girl, Super Saver, who won the Kentucky Derby last year.
Oh.
I did not. Super Saver, the horse who won the Derby last year, had his first foal, was born at Windstar Farms, right where you guys are, in Versailles, Kentucky. So congratulations to Super Saver. And I have one more. Just to get back to the new guy, I did post on Facebook, and maybe we should do it again because I didn't get that many ideas of names for our new little guy, but I did get this one very, very funny. His name is it's kind of baseball terminology, and it means you're a loser. His name is Ride the Bench, the new horse, and I'm just – he can't have that.
You
that
can't
just means
stay with that.
Isn't that terrible? It's like, why don't you just name him I'm a Loser? Like, nobody picks me in dodgeball. You know, I'm always picked last. So we had some really great suggestions for names. And unfortunately, we haven't picked one yet. But Tom Rittenhouse did have a very funny post. And considering the horse came from jail, he wrote, "That's a hardened criminal if I've ever seen one. No jailhouse tattoos. Did you check his neck? He's very pretty, and certainly the days ahead are certainly brighter than those in the past for this guy. It's a wonderful thing you and Chad are doing for Jet and your new player to be named later." And no, that's not a name suggestion.
To be named later.
They always do that when they're making trades. They're like, "We're going to trade this guy, and a player to be named later." So that means he's a loser. Some guy that we don't want. We're just going to find one. So thank you very much, Tom. That was a very sweet post and very funny as well.
I forgot to tell you something very important from last weekend, and Jennifer's going to have to help me out because I don't even remember the name of it. I watched an entire baseball movie.
What?
Yeah. What was it? I don't even remember the name.
Is it Block It Out? Moneyball with Brad Pitt.
Moneyball.
Oh. What? Moneyball with Brad.
Yeah,
Brad. So what'd you think?
Yep. Other than I might have fell asleep a little bit during the middle of it, it was an okay movie. You know, for a baseball movie, it was pretty good.
pretty good. It's like going to be nominated for a million Oscars. So you saw the whole thing. I thought you were going to say something classic like Field of Dreams or The Perfect Game.
No, I was going to say if it didn't have baseball in it, it probably would have been better. But I figured that wasn't very far. So
how?
See, actually, in fact, he cannot say anything more detailed about the movie because he really doesn't remember anything about it because he was either dozing or playing words with friends throughout.
That is
crazy. Oh, my gosh.
it,
you didn't even watch
it
then.
It was a stellar performance. It was just terrific.
Take it back. Just take it back. I don't even. You didn't watch anything. Forget it.
We did watch it. Jennifer forced me to. She made me.
Well, I still want to see that one. So what we'd love to do today, if anybody wants to, is we would love to hear from you guys, 347-637-3238. Call us and let us know what you guys are doing this weekend. I'm heading to California. What are you guys doing this weekend?
We are, I hate to say it, it's kind of boring. We're pretty much working all weekend because we have to get ready for our trip next weekend, so we have to get things together. So we're going to be working a lot of the weekend and visiting the pony.
Okay. Riding and working. That sounds like a pretty standard weekend.
Yep.
Well, we'd love to hear from the listeners. If you guys want to give us a call, are you doing anything exciting? Are you doing anything more boring than Glenn? Let us know. Again, the number is 347-637-3238 and give us a call. Now, do you have an update for us on all that mumbo jumbo you were talking about yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I remember, was it Wednesday when all the sites were blacked out, Google and Wikipedia and Craigslist? That was all about the SOPA bill that was going through Congress. Well, apparently there were so many calls to Congress at one point, it shut down the switchboards. And they were getting so many calls that day, and the pressure was so big that I think it's 10 of the congressional and Senate sponsors, the sponsors of the bills, withdrew their sponsorships and backed off. So I think that this thing's going to die or it's going to get changed. What they're going to do is what Congress always does. They're going to be sneaky. They're going to back way off of what they did before. And then quietly in another like appropriations bill or a budget bill, they're going to sneak stuff in that nobody notices. And that's exactly what's going to happen. They won't have a separate bill. They'll sneak a little legislation into other stuff and nobody will notice it. But it was a victory. It was probably one of the first times that all these big companies got together and united on one day to fight something on the Internet. But it just goes to show that people still do have power, and it certainly got people's attention enough that they flooded the switchboards on Wednesday in Washington. So that's the update at this point. And I posted, remember we had the discussion yesterday about that video of the runaway horse in the cart class? And we had 40 comments on that yesterday on our Facebook page. You know, people were just, you know, telling their opinion on that one. Well, Alan Moorhead, your favorite co-host of the Western Radio Show, called me yesterday and said, you guys also have to post another video. And I think he was there at the time this happened. It was of a chuck wagon race at a place called the Reichert, I think it's at the Reichert Celebration in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it was a chuck wagon race between two chuck wagons pulled by four horses each. And in the first turn, as they came in and made the first turn, chuck wagons rolled over, two guys fell off, and the horses were off. And it was reminiscent of, there weren't as many, because there weren't a lot of people in the ring, you know, there were just the two guys that fell off and the other chuck wagon. You know, it didn't have all those people in the ring like that weird class we saw. It wasn't quite as dramatic, but these horses didn't quit for 7 minutes. It just goes to show. Remember the thing I said, you know, there were some horses saying that, or some people saying that the reason those other horses did that is because they were Arabians. Well, these were quarter horses. It doesn't matter what horse you have. If it gets spooked to the point where it's spooked, you're not stopping them. I mean, they're just going to go till they're run out, and that's what these horses did.
They went 7 minutes?
Oh, this video was a long time. Finally, one of the guys was able to jump on and grab the reins. Because you got to remember, this was a four-in-hand hitch now. So not only do they, you know, it's one horse with a cart behind them. Now we got four horses, four sets of harnesses, and a chuck wagon hanging back there. So it was a little more dangerous situation. But I posted it. If you want to check it out, you can go check it out as well. So two of those in 1 week. A reminder that tonight is the Pro Derby Cross. Remember, we had a couple of people on. We had Samantha and Jessica Phoenix on Monday talking about the Pro Derby Cross team competition, which is happening in Wellington tonight. Well, it is going to be broadcast on the USEF Network. You can find it at usefnetwork.com starting at 7 p.m. tonight live. So as you're sitting at home, you can check it out on your computer. Just go to usefnetwork.com at 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight. I wanted to remind everybody of that.
Well, good deal. I still haven't seen this video you were talking about. You kind of skipped over it. But so it's horses that run for 7 minutes, but some hero jumps on the back of the horses and pulls them up.
Jumps on the wagon and stops.
Jumped on the wagon and put him. That's insane, first of all.
It was the driver of the horses, so he's kind of familiar with how to do that.
But still, you're jumping. Okay, that's still impressive. And now, did the people in this video remain calm, or were they all freaking out like the Arab video?
Well, they did try and stop the horses a few times by waving hands and stuff, and I think they figured that wasn't working. But the thing that was disturbing about this particular video, and you got to remember, this is a rodeo audience who probably don't know much about horses. They're just out to watch the rodeo. They were laughing and carrying on in the audience during this, and you'll see some of the comments that our listeners made were about the people laughing in the audience. So that was kind of disturbing because it wasn't a laughing matter at that point. But I don't think non-horse people probably thought it was part of the show. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
They probably just thought, well, they do this every time. This is fun. Let's watch the horses run around.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, can you comment a little bit about, I got a news story here that I saw, and it's the Pennsylvania woman that sold the horses. The article's on the blood horse, and it says a Pennsylvania training and riding instructor is charged with allegedly selling horses to contractors for a Canadian slaughterhouse, and apparently the buyer. What's the deal with this, Glenn?
Well, why she got in so much trouble? It's not illegal to sell horses to a slaughterhouse, to at an auction to go to slaughter. That's not illegal. What is illegal is when you go to the racetrack and you say, I'm going to adopt your horse out. We're going to find it a nice home. And the race trainers go, okay, well, you know, this horse has an injury here, an injury there. And they, you know, most of the tracks now, even Penn National, which is the track that this is held at, is trying to clean up their act a little bit and make sure horses go out to adoption agencies and don't get sent off to slaughter. They're trying to clean that up. Well, this lady was misrepresenting. She was telling the trainers that she was getting these horses adopted out, that she was an adoption agency, and in fact she was bringing them to New Holland and selling them for slaughter. So now they are charging her, allegedly selling her, at least they're allegedly in. Allegedly, they are charging her on like 5 counts of fraud. See, so that they're not getting her on selling horses to slaughter because that's not illegal. What they are getting her for is fraud because she defrauded these people. And 3 of which are felonies for allegedly selling horses to the killer buyer. Now, the newspaper reported that this woman, by the way, we can name this alleged perpetrator. Her name is, you see her name here?
Chelsea Lefevre.
Okay. She has reported that Lefevre has told state police, this is the disgusting part, has told state police that she sold as many as 120 horses to contractors for the purposes of the horses being killed. So they are now looking into additional charges, and there was an article on a blog yesterday, I don't know how reliable it was, that apparently she had called a friend of hers, left a voice message that she was getting concerned because the police were getting close, and she told the friend, and I can't use the language she used, but it was had total disrespect to the horses, that she had done this with hundreds of horses. So she's a disgusting woman who I hope gets what she deserves, and that's some time in jail.
You know what's bizarre about the whole thing is she's a disgusting girl. She is 24 years old, and she's been selling horses. Okay, so let me get this straight. She goes to the racetrack, says, "Hi, my name is Kelsey LeFevre. I'm 24 years old, and I am distributing horses to rescues everywhere. And I would love to take any of your horses to a rescue where I will find them a great home." And the trainer says, "Well, aw, that's awful sweet, 24-year-old Kelsey. Please, here's 3 horses you can take." Kelsey puts the horses in the trailer and drives to where she sells them to the slaughterhouse. Okay, that is the most disgusting thing I have ever heard, and just goes to show you, you guys, make sure you know where your horse is going, please. That's horrible. She's going to hell.
Well,
and it's going to happen.
Trainer that the one trainer that they're actually, one of the charges, it relates back to a trainer who, after the horse was done racing, actually spent thousands of dollars to get the horse back into shape so that the horse could be rehomed. In other words, he went and he had the vets come out, he worked on the injury, he kept the horse around so that this horse could be rehomed. So, you know, there's probably 120 disgusting stories like that that are going to come out of this particular woman. And you say about her being young, how about the wacko woman who killed the horse, you know, out of the rodeo string there at the college in Louisiana? Or was it Alabama?
She was 24, 25.
So
what's wrong with these girls? My God, you know what? But it, just like that girl, I don't think that 24-year-old Kelsey LeFevre is working alone. I bet she has people that are working with her. Part of this. I mean, what 24-year-old chick is going to like load up a bunch of off the track thoroughbreds? And I don't know. It just seems a little weird. So
I agree.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, we're going to get back to the news here in a little bit. We have our guest on the line, and we're going to get to her right after we talk about our sponsor. But I got to tell you later about a battle. You're going to want to hear about this battle. It's a battle between a pony and a cheetah, an actual cheetah, you know, a wild cheetah. And we're going to find out a little bit later in the show who won the battle between a pony and a cheetah who decided he wanted the pony for lunch. We're going to find out who won that particular battle in a little bit. But first, we're going to talk about our sponsor, Kentucky Performance Products. And then we're going to be back to talk about a new expo that's going on in California, not too far from where we were when we were in Norco. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute, right after we learn about this.
Play it.
PPP.
Choosing a supplement can be confusing. How do you know which ones are right for your horse? Kentucky Performance Products will simplify your search for effective, research-proven supplements that meet the challenges of today's horses. And this week's highlight product is Contribute Omega-3 Fatty Acid Supplement. The properties of omega-3 fatty acids benefit every system in your horse's body. Contribute improves breeding efficiency in mares and stallions, maintains soundness, and protects joints from damaging inflammation, sustains a strong immune response in horses of all ages, and decreases the levels of inflammation in your horse's body by sustaining adequate omega-3 fatty acid levels. Learn more about Contribute Omega-3 Fatty Acid Supplement and all the other products at kppusa.com. That's Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
All right, thank you for listening. You're listening to Horses in the Morning, and we have our first guest on the line with us today. Her name is Mickey Nelson, and she's going to tell us about a new expo that's going on out there in California. It's called Horse Expo Pomona. Good morning, Mickey.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for getting up so darn early to talk to us. We really appreciate that.
Oh, yes.
So well, now tell
sleepy,
me, this is Pomona, California. Where is Pomona?
Oh, my gosh. It's down in Southern California, Los Angeles County.
And it's not too far from Norco, where we just were a little bit ago doing our show.
Well, that is very, very true. We hear Norco is the horse capital of California.
It definitely is. There's nothing but horses and a few people.
Right. Exactly.
So now you're near Ontario, California as well. So you're to the east of L.A.
Correct. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
I'm a Northern California girl, so I don't know Southern California that well, to tell you the truth.
Well, now this is a brand new expo, but there used to be one here before, right?
Yes, there was. So there was an event down there for 10 years, and they decided not to have it anymore for whatever reason. We don't really know. And Fairplex called us, the facility called us, because we have a 14-year-old event up in Sacramento, and similar. And they called us and said, "Hey, you know, we don't want to miss this event. They're not coming back. We think you could pull it off in 6 months." And so, here we are, and we are completely sold out. We have over 300 exhibitors, 3 solid days of clinicians. We've brought a lot of. Our event in Sacramento is completely different than the event that was in Pomona, and we're pretty much coming pretty darn close to duplicating it down in Pomona. And people that know about the event in Northern California are very excited about that. So that is what we've been up to like crazy for the past 6 months, and we've had incredible support from the industry and from the people in Southern California. And, of course, all the people that come from way outside of Southern California as well. So that is what we have cooking up down there.
Well, I noticed you're having something at the event called Project Cowboy. So what's Project Cowboy?
Project Cowboy I'm trying to think of how you could sum it up right off the bat. But basically what's happening with that is there are entrants from all over the place. And, of course, the one in Pomona is men only. And they have to do many different things. It's, you know, in a way, there's some serious components to it, but there are also some humorous components. And one in particular, I can't divulge. You'd have to come and see it. But they have five components to it that they have to do: a screen test. They have to think on their feet in another segment where they're riding their horses and doing all these crazy obstacles while asking answering factual questions regarding horses and anatomy and anything goes. And
now, is this for a TV show? Is that what I understand?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
And it's the same people, if I remember right, that did Extreme Mustang Makeover and Road to the Horse, right?
Yes. Yep. Okay. Patty Colbert and Tootie Bland.
Yeah, Tootie. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be a TV show that's going to be on. I can't. Do you know what network they're? Or
I believe RFD TV. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So round one is Are You Good in the Saddle? Just to give you an idea of the humor level on this too. Round two, Are You Good on Screen? Three, Can You Think on 4 Feet? Round four, Can You Handle a Herd? And round five, Are You Good with a Filly? And six, which is the finals, Ride 'em Like You Stole 'em. And but the characters that have entered are amazing. And if you go on the website...
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. There's no swimsuit competition for the Cowboys? Just check.
Not for the men's segment, no.
Okay, all right. Just check.
But in Sacramento in June... I know.
Come on!
Yeah, right. It wouldn't put it past Patty and Tootie to do a bikini section in Sacramento. But I'm just kidding. That wouldn't go over too well. So, yeah, we're very much looking forward to this.
Might go over real well. You never know. Never know.
Right.
You know, women love cowboys. They love looking at cowboys.
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. And this pack of gentlemen will not disappoint.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And I believe they're talented horsemen as well. We shall see.
Who cares about that part? Hey,
yeah.
You also have some clinicians and stuff coming in that we're familiar with and some of our friends of the Horse Radio Network here. You got the Pirellis coming in, and I see Robert Miller and Jim Masterson, Liv Goad, who has been a guest here many times on the show. So you got a lot of clinicians coming in to talk to the folks as well?
Yes. Yep. I mean, it's just the schedule is posted finally, and we have three arenas, two stages, Young Rider Park, a book corral, and a trail symposium. And from basically 9 in the morning till 7 in the evening, it's just rock solid with some of the best in the business. So we're really looking forward to it. And we have some great breed demonstrations. The National Breed Associations represent these breeds. There's 12 of them. And they do full-on, you know, mounted, demonstrations in the arenas. The Young Rider Park Pony Club, 4-H are very heavily involved. There's a petting zoo. There's pony rides. There's, everything from the 2-year-old to the 17-year-old. So it just includes everybody. The clinicians are scheduled in there as well to address the young riders in our equine community. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Great. And I see there's something here that you're going to have a bunch of events to a trail symposium and all of that. And then I see Great American Truck Display, which, in Jamie Nunn's opinion, would only be Dodge's. But now I'm going to get a lot of them.
Well, Dodge would love to hear you say that. And Dodge is one of our large sponsors. And but anyway, the Great American Truck Display, however, does consist of Chevrolet, Ford, and Dodge. And
Ford's in there, too.
Pardon?
They're putting Ford's in there, too.
Okay, now you're talking about my truck here. Yeah. So, yeah, these trucks are just amazing, the way that they're powered these days and their interiors, and it's just amazing. So all of those
Ford,
will be out
there. Actually will give Ford a plug here because they have the most incredible, their Instinct technology is incredible in their trucks. Just their technology for geeks in their trucks is it just can't be beat.
Right.
So, yeah. Well,
and comfort and power.
When and how much?
When and how much? February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Coming up.
Okay, I said February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It's $18 per day, $10 for children 7 to 13, 6 and under are free. It's $45 for the 3-day ticket. And if you go to horseexpoevents.com and fill out a small survey, you get a $3 discount coupon. And if you're one of the first 100 in the parking lot each day, you park for free. And we have incredible $7 meal deals that include things like hot dog on a stick and grilled cheese sandwiches. But we have this, that's the other thing we did. We have a massive food court. In fact, it's the food court they build for the LA County Fair. It's kind of the heartbeat of the whole event, and it's a great place to have, you know, social gatherings and so forth. And there's a lot
I hope the food's good, because I will tell you, that is one of the things that is awful about most expos we've ever been to, and we've been to a bunch of them. The food usually just sucks.
Have you been to the Western States Horse Expo?
No, we have not.
Well, then you haven't been anywhere. No. our food rocks. It's a big thing because, you know, we're so busy and there's so much going on, you have to stay. So we want you to stay, and we make it so you want to stay. We make the food as affordable as we can, and we have a huge variety. We have healthy, and we have tons of greasy fair food, too. And, it's a big deal, the food. So, yeah, that's we're just different. It's very, very, very inclusive. I mean, when you even get into the vicinity of the facility, you know you're somewhere. You feel welcome. You feel like a horse person, and you're going to the Horse Expo. So, very different event.
And that's what I love about Horse Expos is you are in a room in a huge expo center with everybody who's like you. You know, you're with your own people.
Yeah.
And you guys have made it very affordable. I mean, you can't go to a concert on a Friday night for $45, that'll cost you $150, for two. So for $45 for a 3-day pass and only $18 per day, I find that very, very reasonable, especially with all the stuff you guys have going on.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it is.
I would I'm in Arizona. I'm in Phoenix. I would love to go. So unfortunately, you booked it the same weekend as Galway Downs horse trial, so I can't come. Otherwise, I would be there, sister. That sounds just like a blast, and I hope that everybody has a great time, and it's an educational thing, and you guys have a very successful expo.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time here with you this morning.
It's horse.
Well, absolutely.
HorseExpoEvents.com, and that's the website. So next year when you have it, you're going to have to bring us out to do our show from there.
Oh, consider it done.
All right, cool. All right. We like that part of California.
Hey,
so.
Remember, first weekend in February every year, and in Sacramento, second weekend in June every year.
That sounds like a good time to go to Sacramento is June. It's not so hot. It's not terribly hot there. It's
like 80.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, and that show that show you measure in acres.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
We're there.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
We'll
take care.
To you, Vicky. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah, that is not far at all from Norco where we were before. But it's so funny that she didn't quite know where it was. I didn't think that question would trip her up. Good, I had looked.
Yes. Pomona is near LA, so I always think of like I will actually be very close to there because I'm going to be in Temecula, which is near LA. So I think of everything in my world as is it before LA, is it north of LA, or is it south of LA? Because that's the one freeway that goes straight from my house to Los Angeles is the 10. So like Norco was before LA and south. And I think Pomona is before L.A., but a little north. That's the way my world works.
As long as your GPS gets you there, that's all you care.
Exactly.
Let's do our song and then do some really bad ads. Breaking Up by Lindsay Rakers, Jamie's old partner in crime. And it just went away. There it is.
Hey.
That is Lindsay Rakers and Breaking Up. You can find all her music at lindsayrakersband.com. That's L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, rakersband.com. Today's show is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. And Glenn has just a story that he is dying to tell you about. But before I do, go ahead and listen to Stable Scoop episode 179. That's our highlight show of the day. Glenn and Helena basically fight. It's awesome. They don't really fight, but they disagree about ending the horse carriage industry in New York City. And they have Carly Knudsen, the executive director of NY Class, which is an organization devoted to ending working equines in New York City. So basically getting rid of the carriage horses in New York. And Glenn is a strong for and Helena is against. And so was this woman. So Glenn actually learned some stuff. And
It went out last night, and that show went out last night, and I've had more comments and emails and some of our regular listeners commenting on it and really wanting somebody to represent the other side. And Mike Arnold came in very strongly saying, and he is our driving expert. His son just won Junior Equestrian of the Year as a driver, and he was up there recently and observed all of this. He went down there and sat in the cafe and observed where they do all this. And he had nothing but good things to say about the health of the horses and the rigs and the harness and everything. So next week we're going to get somebody on from the carriage side point of view, and we're going to take a look at the other side of it. It's a controversial issue. It's definitely a hot button.
Did he follow them home? Did he watch them all the time, getting almost run over? Okay, so see, don't get me started, because I am on Helena's side.
You're on Helena's side. You should listen to these shows. I think you'll find them interesting. And I did stick up for my side. I mean, I put my 2 cents in. So, all right, I got to tell you. So if you were a betting person, which I know you are, and you were at the betting window, and there was a battle between a cheetah, you know, a very big cat from the jungle, and a pony, which would you bet on in a battle?
Well, logically, you would probably bet on the cheetah because that is a predator and a pony is prey.
Well, there's one cheetah that's not so happy today and being treated for his wounds to his face. And this is what happened. In a German zoo, the handlers of the pony, takes it out every day, walks it around the zoo, apparently to get exercise before the zoo opens. Pony grabs it and several other animals for a walk around the zoo. And, you know, this has happened every morning and nothing, you know, everything's fine. Well, apparently this particular day, the cheetah decided that he was going to become Turbo Cheetah and managed to jump the moat, the electrified fence that has spikes along the top. And it's a huge jump because you know how they have them sloping and the whole thing. And apparently this one is 2 meters higher than it has to be. So it even exceeds what the requirements are. But this cheetah decided he was hungry, and he was going to jump that fence, and he went immediately after the pony. So he sees the pony walk by with the handler and goes after the pony. Well, he came up behind the pony, and the pony apparently caught sight of the cheetah before the cheetah was on him, and the pony gave that cheetah a swift kick to the face. It apparently set the cheetah back enough that the cheetah was slowed down enough that the handlers were able to get a tranquilizer gun out and shoot the cheetah, the tranquilizer gun, and get him back in his cage. But pony won, cheetah zero.
Okay, that is absolutely frightening. So you know how when your horse, you're leading it around or you're riding it, and it sees like a tarp flapping in the breeze 200 yards away and it spooks at it? Can you imagine if you're walking along and all of a sudden your pony that you're sitting on or whatever decides that it's being stalked by a cheetah? I mean, talk about pee your pants scary because, oh, my God. So
cheetahs are not, you know, they're not small cats either. They're not like a little bobcat. You know, they're pretty good
they're
size.
Huge. They're huge. Yeah. They're like a lion size. So he's in there, and this thing, this cheetah jumps an electrified fence with spikes on the top that's 6 meters higher than the legal requirement, or 2 meters higher than the legal requirement. That's insane. Do you think that when he got back, that all the other cheetahs started cheering him? Like, yeah, you did it. Way to go. You're awesome. You escaped. We can do it again. Now, of course, he got caught, but still, do you think he's like the new big cat hero on the block?
I think he's gonna be living on Ace from now on, probably. Is it going to be a regular dosage of Common Cool in his breakfast?
Oh, my gosh. That, yeah. What's wrong with the cheetah? Oh, nothing. He's just always a little sleepy. Oh, boy. Well, I think it's time, Glenn.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
All right, it is that time of the week now where we discuss horse trading. Or in this collection of really bad ads, some of them aren't even about horses or anything to do with horses, but they're just really bad ads. Craigslist was shut down for a week or for a couple of days because of this protest, so we didn't get as many in as we normally do. So people, still keep looking. Craigslist is back up. Send in your really bad ads to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. Of course, we are talking about really bad ads that you see that you're like, really? You're trying to sell something and that's what you come up with? Seriously? Okay, so the first one was sent in by Robin Donahue, and it's not even about horses, Glenn.
No, you know what? I never knew there was such a hog problem in this country until you start watching some of these shows you see on TV about hogs and wild pigs and everything. You lived in Georgia, and apparently there are, not in the section you lived in probably, but there apparently is a large wild hog population in Georgia. They're also in Texas. So, and I love that this person even spelled the name of the town they live in. It's supposed to be, I think, I'm not even sure. But let's start with the ad. It says hog removal. Do you got a hog problem? Or do you just enjoy a good hog ban? Hogs rooting up your land? You can trap them, but they're just going to quit going into your trap. You can shoot them, but you can't shoot them all. The only way to make hogs stay out is running them with dogs. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hogs' dogs are going to get after your cows, and some of mine will, but if that's the case, I'll bring some that won't even look at a cow. If you deer hunt, get those hogs out of there, and you'll have more deer to come up to your corn. I'm just looking for places to hog hunt with my dogs, no horseplay. I'll respect your land like it was my own. That's an unusual ad.
That's the introduction to a new show on Discovery Channel.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
dog hog hunting.
Friday night, 7 p.m.
I didn't know they had dog hog. What the heck does a dog hog look like?
I don't know. They're probably pretty mangy. You got a hog problem? Just give me a call. Bring my hog dogs over. Craziness. I don't get this one either, but, you know, everybody has, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
I think it's a fetish, Jamie. I think the next one is a fetish. Think about it.
I don't know. Andrea McCullough sent this one in, so thank you, Andrea. Bags of leaves. I'm looking for old bags of leaves. I'll come and pick them up from you. West of the Birmingham area, blah, blah, blah. Only leaves from yards that have not been sprayed with pesticides or fertilizers, please. Why are you looking for bags of leaves? What are you going to do with leaves? Mulch them? I mean, I'll give you poop for that. It's even better.
Got lots of that. Hey, Andrea also sent this one in. It was titled Free Stuff, Older TVs and More. I have two older TVs, both work. Yeah, we do too. One old mattress, full size, has been in the garage, so it's kind of dirty. That's appealing, isn't it? Stainless steel microwave looks. Stainless steel microwave looks, but don't heat. Under the counter style. Might have more stuff later. Please take all. Okay, so this is a wonderful selection she has. She has an old mattress, by the way. You know, and I might get in trouble for this too, but what the heck? I've been in trouble all week. I just cannot buy a used mattress. There is something about that I we slept on an air mattress when we first got married. Too, we could afford a real mattress. I just would not buy a used mattress. I just can't.
No. No, you're not going to get in trouble for that. If you buy a used mattress, it's gross. And what's even grosser is taking a mattress that's been in somebody's garage that's filthy and then taking it home. Like, I understand money's tight. You know, your kid needs a bed. Please do not bring your kid a bed that's been laying in somebody's dirty-ass garage. That's disgusting. And why the heck would anybody want a stainless steel microwave that doesn't work?
I know.
I get a pain.
It doesn't heat. Apparently it runs, but it doesn't heat.
Yeah. The next one, Andrea also sent in, true black Tennessee Walker. I have a registered Tennessee walking horse gelding. He's a looker, 15 years old. If you are looking for a nice redundant horse, here he is. There you go. The next one also, I thought this one was interesting. Wanted, kid goat dehorner in Maricopa. Looking for a kid goat. Hold on. Looking for a dehorn goat kid pro near Maricopa. You must have your own tools. Do you really think that I would have tools to dehorn a goat?
Do you think the Yellow Pages has a section for a goat kid dehorner?
I don't know. Bless her heart. I'm glad somebody's doing it, I guess. Whatever you need to do to make money.
Hey, the next one was actually out of a newspaper. It was a classified ad in a newspaper, and the person took a picture, and this is P. Bailey, took a picture and sent us this. I love this one. And the headline, or the header on the classified is, move the deer crossing to where there's less traffic. This is the ad. A lot of deer get hit by cars west of Crown Point on U.S. 231. There are too many cars to have the deer crossing there. The deer crossing sign needs to be moved to a road with less traffic.
Oh, my God. Tim Abbott, Crown Point, you're an idiot.
Let me read that last sentence again. I just love that. The deer crossing sign needs to be moved to a road with less traffic. I agree, Tim. They're just trying to kill those deer.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine you drive up, your deer's like, oh, wait, no. Listen, Lewis, don't you cross over here, Mark. Y'all really need to go on down, see the sign down there. That's where we need to go. All right, everybody head this way. Come on. Come on, guys. Let's go. Awesome. The next one is Don Bailey. Simply put, it was very short, Glenn.
Yes, it was. Snow for sale. That was the title. And the ad reads, snow for sale, quantity discount, pickup only. And the reason that ad was there is because Seattle just had a big snowstorm this week. And they're not used to getting that kind of big snowstorm. It's like 10, 12 inches of snow. So I think that's why you saw the snow for sale ad, quantity discount, pickup only.
Somebody has too much time on their hands, or they're just being funny. The next one Jen found, it's a Corab, which, by the way, I think that is the worst name for a breed, is Corab. Is that a Words with Friends word? Can we scrabble Corab? That would be great to use for a Q word. Corab paint. Say that more a couple more times, and it really loses its whole meaning, Corab. Quarter horse Arab, of course. This is a Corab paint colt. Due to two major concussions, I'm worried about breaking my baby boy here. He knows how to yield his hindquarters, picks up his hooves, and tacks up nicely and is used to the bit stands tied. He has been around horses of all sizes, around cattle and dogs. My neighbor loves to play with him, but he is not yet cut, and you can find his full pedigree on all breeds. Just type in Zippo Tornado Bars. I call him Casanova's Redemption. His papers have not yet been sent in. He can go any direction easily and is a really a little lover. I like the quarter breeding in him, but I do not know Arab's names in truth. I would like to trade him for an older horse I can use on barrels, so not super old or anything. I do not care about the height or gender, really. I ain't worried about papers. I would consider selling him, but he's not a cheap boy, and he will be 2 years old this April. Did anybody follow who she was talking about when in that ad? All of a sudden, she's talking about this new horse and Arab names, and then going back to the other one. See, but he's not cheap. He's going to be two, but he's a Korab, blah, blah, blah. Awesome. Very good,
Jen. I love how she wants to trade this horse for an old barrel horse. But if somebody wants to buy him, he's expensive.
Yeah. I'll trade him for a horse I can use on barrels. So not super old. Super
old. All right,
old
the next one,
good.
Next one Jennifer found, and got to love Kentucky. And I have to yell this one because it's all in caps. The title is Guineas, $5. We have guineas for sale. Spring is on the way, and you need them for the bugs and to keep them fastened up so they will stay at your place. $5 each. Can you read that again? Because I didn't quite understand. Spring is on the way, and you need them for the bugs, and keep them fastened up so they will stay at your place. Do you tie them down?
I don't know what the heck that means. I don't know.
Jennifer,
I
do you have any idea on that one? Do we tie guineas to the ground and let them eat the bugs, or what? Little steak?
What he means is keep him the heck locked up at your place because he's afraid they're going to come back to his, and the reason he's yelling is because those daggone guineas are so loud.
That is true. Oh, my gosh, they're so loud. Four or five houses down, they have guineas, and oh, my God, it sounds like somebody's getting murdered every night at feeding time. Holy cow. Yeah, you can have them. You would have to pay me $5 to not take them or to take them. This one is bizarre. Is this for real, Jennifer? Was this real? Did you make this up?
I did not make them up.
I don't know how you would.
Directly from Craigslist.
The title of the ad is
Missouri is a popular spot for Missouri is fantastic.
Okay, Missouri, good to know. In Branson, Missouri, which is home of the where country stars go to die, life treatment, trade for houseplant. Lice treatment, trade for houseplant. Rid treatment for lice. Two spray cans and one shampoo, all new, unopened. The spray is good for using on bedding, furniture, etc. I would trade indoor or outdoor plants instead of a cash sale. I can come dig them up, thin them out, pot them up, etc. Search Plant Trader to see what else I will trade for your plants, or click here for my other stuff to trade. Thanks, Plant Trader.
Okay. I think you used the key word in that sentence, and it's just, I think this is all code, because the key word was in this sentence, and that is pot them up.
Hold on. Why are you trading lice treat? What the hell does that have to do? It's like I went through my cupboards and I'm like, oh man, I bought this lice treatment 3 years ago and I haven't used it. Let's trade some plants. That's my favorite one we've had in a long time.
I think there's certain plants they're looking for there too. Susie sent this one in with a note that said it's Batman's horse trailer to haul the Bat Pony. And Jennifer's going to post this. It's our horse trailer of the week. It's a two-horse or stock trailer. Make offer. $1,500 for this gem. And it's a trailer. It's a two-horse trailer like you would normally see, you know, like a chute trailer, one of the normal two-horse trailers with, you know, two axles and rounded and everything. But it's painted completely black. The windows are painted black. Everything is painted black. It's just black. It's Batman's horse trailer. I have an extra long and tall two-horse trailer. Was being used as a cargo trailer. Tail lights work, and I'm pretty sure the electric brakes work. You might want to double-check. Good wood on the floor and good tires. Also has good rubber mats the whole length of the trailer. I'm glad they only don't go half the length of the trailer. The dividers are with it if you need to turn it back into a horse trailer, or you can just leave it open. good, clean title in hand and ready to go. $1,500 or best offer. There you go. If you want Batman's trailer, here it is. You can see the little bat symbol on the side there. I mean, that would work.
You know, this trailer is the reason that horses don't load. And this trailer, it's like I'm going – like if I was a horse, I would never load, ever. You couldn't get me in a trailer. Here, come and stand in this dark, scary container that moves around and bumps and rattles and everything. I'm going to go ahead and get in there. This one is like the Death Cave. It is like the Bat Cave. We're going to put the Bat Pony in the Bat Cave and drive it around. It is horrible looking. It's hideous and it's dark and there's no windows and no ventilation and, oh, it's awful. But, yes, you could paint the bat symbol on the side of it, Glenn. Well said.
Yep. You found the next one.
Yeah, I found this one, and I just, you know, why? The title of this ad is Reward for the Return of Stolen Trophy Buckles. We are offering a reward for the return of two custom trophy buckles that were stolen from our ranch. Buckle says, over the belt, gang, and we ride for the brand. One buckle has the name Phil on it. The other says, Bruce. They are silver and gold with red stones. Please contact us if you know anything about the theft of these buckles. Who walks to a ranch and steals two belt buckles with the names Phil and Bruce on it, besides guys named Phil and Bruce? I think you have your suspects, Phil and Bruce.
And the winner of this week's Really Bad Ads.
Oh, man. Several horses must go cheap. And this is the winner of the autographed Horse Radio Network hat is for Arabs. That's their email. They didn't say their name. Several horses must go cheap. Jimmy's Apache Magic, blue papered fox trotter stallion, date of birth 4/13/06. Gorgeous. Black and white. This is a pasture breeder, never been handled. Will have to be roped and loaded onto a stock trailer, is not broke to ride, is not halter broke, and this is reflected in the asking price of $300 or best offer. Do not be afraid to make an offer on the stud. Must sell ASAP. Well, that's because you have a wild stallion roaming your property. The next is, and I can imagine where you can find this little gem, probably running around loose as well. Unnamed black and white Tennessee Foxtrotter stud colt, 6 months old, mama is weaning him now, and he is gorgeous but never been handled, was not a rescue colt but came with the purchase of mama and the previous owner never handled him, $100. I hate to be rude, but children need not waste my time. Can possibly deliver any of them but the stallion because he will require someone experienced enough to rope him and catch him within reasonable distance for small feet.
Hey, that horse has the same name as yours. Unnamed.
Unnamed. That's exactly it. If mine was a little black and white foxtrotter, I'd say I already got him from you because he's unnamed. However, what... First of all, it's a great thing that this person is getting rid of their horses. I hope they're getting rid of all of them, because if you do not have the time to touch a baby or catch a stuff, this horse, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, this horse is almost 6 years old and has never been touched. And he's in the cell, in the pasture, breeding your other horses. That's horrible.
And I'm sure he's going to have people lining up to go rope that horse and try and put it in the trailer. That's going to be a joy.
Man. You know what? I have always wanted a papered foxtrotter stallion that is black and white and unbroken, untouched, that's 6 years old. Oh, my God. I want him so bad.
And I want to pay $300 for him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We'll, I would be like, we'll pay you $300 to round up these horses.
Exactly.
We can't catch them. So thank
all
you
the BLM,
very much,
they seem to be pretty good at that. Bring over the helicopter.
Yeah, right? They'll bring the helicopters down and knock them over. So the four Arabs, the person that sent this in, please go ahead and email us your contact information, jennifer@horseradionetwork.com, so she can go ahead and send you your hat. And thank you very much. Well, it's been a long week or a quick week, Glenn? I can't decide.
I can't either. It's one of those weeks. But before we go, I have to go over. You've had a lot of entries for the name for your horse. So why don't we review a couple of them?
Oh, I did.
Tomiko thinks that Capote would be a good name, you know, the gangster, because it kind of relates to that. Dale Hodge says Pete Rose. Or how about Leadoff Hitter? That's just too long. Christina
That's
says...
better, though. But I... Robert, hold on. I cannot...
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
You got to let me comment on Dale Hodges. Pete Rose, you want to see how I named my horse Pete Rose after a criminal? Because he was in jail, though. That's a good point. I named my horse Pete Rose. Yes, I think we should post the picture again for those people that haven't seen it because Christina wants to name it. What else you got?
Robert Dunn said Liberty. That's kind of a good name. It's a redhead. And then how about Barbara Evans said, how about Clipper or Chipper or Maddox?
No,
great players ever.
Barbara, I love you because you know about my Braves. Now, Chipper, I cannot name the horse Chipper because I know Chipper's ex-wife. And she's a lovely person. And he slept with a Hooters waitress instead of sleeping with his wife and got her knocked up and then got divorced. So I cannot name him after Chipper.
Only you would know
Maddox.
That.
Well, no, everybody in Atlanta knew that. I mean, Chipper would walk on this field for a season and everybody would go, Hooters, Hooters. I mean, it was bad. It was drama. So, yeah, he's fantastic, but I'm not naming my horse after him. And Maddox, he was my favorite baseball player of all time. I already had a Maddox. But can you name a horse a name that you've already had a horse of?
Oh, boy, we've never done that, have we, Jennifer? We've tried to avoid that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear her.
Can you name a horse, a name that you've already used on a horse before? I didn't have the horse for very long, only about 3 months.
Name any horse that I've had before?
No.
In other words, could you name a horse the same name of a horse you've had before?
No. Couldn't do that.
Okay. Yeah, there's
reuse them. No.
Can't use that one.
No.
Hey,
okay.
Alan had the best suggestions, I think, because they relate to the law enforcement theme. How about Deputy Dog or Barney Fife?
Barney Fife.
Call Barney
it.
For short. How about Judy says Safe at Home or Slugger?
Going to baseball, yep.
Yep. And then Judy also had another suggestion for the law enforcement crowd. How about Dragnet?
I love it.
I don't see that as worse than that. I kind of like Barney Fife so far. And then Smokey Branovan chimed in, Fox brother, said, what about Lefty Fastfoot until you get him retrained and going right? Lefty Fastfoot.
I love these names, you guys. Keep them coming. Those are fantastic. Yeah, Sumiko posted In Cold Blood. But, yeah, I think he's too sweet for that. Give me something that was inspired by Breakfast at Tiffany's, D'Amico, because anything Audrey Hepburn is okay with me. I love these comments. Keep them coming. We'll post a picture of him again just for those people that didn't see it yesterday. He's a cutie patootie, and I love him. I love him very much. And thank you, guys.
And I do have late breaking news here. The winner, Four Arabs, of the really bad ads today is Glenn Forrester. Our regular listener apparently has that email address. So Glenn wins
then we
today.
Take it
congratulations,
back.
Glenn.
You take it back. You don't win.
Give it to somebody else.
Give it to somebody else. I swear he's the gopher guy. I'm not kidding. I just know it in my heart. But he hasn't admitted to it.
I think it's he or Alan. I think it's he or Alan. I think it's one of the two.
I don't think Alan's qualified to do stuff like that. but poor Arabs. Great. Glenn Forrester, thanks. Now I have your email address, though. I can stalk you.
That's it, everybody. We're going to wrap up early today. It's Friday. Have a terrific weekend. Enjoy your horses. Have some fun. Jamie, you be careful over at your training session in California tomorrow. Have a good time over there.
Thank you very much, everybody. Please remember spay, neuter, and geld. Have a great weekend.
Barney Fife. Go with Barney Fife.
But he's not dopey. Maybe Andy. Let's go with Andy.
Tammy Taylor.
I like